This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
It was huge. Like, what did he have in there?
Secrets.
You're going to get some angles and layers.
I'm going to get some angles and layers, and then I'll figure out if I want to have a crush on him again.
So I just love Shrek.
Doing gay stuff. And if I ever choose to be gay, you know, like, then I see him.
Can you fill everyone in on, like, what's going on?
Yeah. So Colby and I are moving in together.
Yay!
All right. Now we're recording for real.
Ay, ay, ay.
Katie's living over there like,
oh. You guys stress me out so much with these ads.
I need the people to give feedback on when they listen to our ads, because I feel
I don't want feedback.
No, me
I don't.
Neither.
I don't want
to
hear it.
They can DM it directly to me. I just want to hear. I want to hear what you guys think about our ads.
The other day, Brooke says we have a lot of ads.
Oh, she did?
Well, like, not in a negative way. She was like, oh, you guys have a lot of ads. Like, go off. And I'm like, oh my God, do we? Adam, what are you doing over there?
I would get self-conscious about that, too.
He's the one place in the ads.
I am.
You.
Me secretly putting in, like, 100 ads per episode.
Yeah, I'm like, wait
I'm
a minute.
Have fun, guys.
I'm like, oh my God, are we, like, having too many ads? But then again, I haven't gotten any, like, I feel like we'd hear from the people if we had too many ads.
I think I do it based on like industry standard. Like I think for every 10 minutes you have like one ad in a thing. So I think I have like three mid-roll, two before, and then two after. So 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And our episodes are usually like an hour to an hour 20.
Yeah, and the ads are short. Yeah. I feel like ads don't bother me.
People
podcasts.
Have also never given us negative feedback about our ads, I think. The only one time somebody's ever given us negative feedback is when I accidentally put the break like in between a word you said, and somebody was like, I literally got some ad in Spanish that cut Katie off mid.
Yeah. I remember the different language one.
Yeah, you need like natural break points.
Yeah,
that's what I learned from YouTube.
But usually what I do is I'll like listen to the episode back, and then whenever people just will know my strategy now, it's like behind the scenes match made, but whenever I put in an ad break, I'll wait until one of us tees up something interesting, like an interesting story, and then I'll put the ad break right after.
Yeah, so people have to listen to them.
Exactly.
Or skip.
So strategic.
I'm a big ad skipper, but the thing is,
don't say that, our advertisers are going to be like,
well, like
fuck
personally,
you.
Like do as I say, not as I do. Listen to our ads. But personally, I'm a big ad skipper when I listen to podcasts. And my gripe is a lot of podcasts have these like, I mean, I guess us too probably have like mismatched, like it's not like 15-second long like increments. So when you skip,
yeah,
I
like,
think
tap tap tap.
I think Spotify is like what, 15 seconds skip or something. Yeah. And so I'll do it like five times, and sometimes I'm like, oh crap, I'm like,
and you miss like part of your content.
Yeah, I miss like, I'm like, what? I just kind of have to imagine what they said, like the first
use context clues
3 seconds of the sentence. But honestly, like whatever.
I didn't even know you can skip ads. I don't think, like, I think I just always listen to ads on podcasts.
You just skip.
Well, it depends on what I'm doing. Like if I'm like walking and my phone's like deep in my bag or something, I'm not skipping, like I'm listening. And honestly, like some of them are really entertaining. So
yeah, Katie, somebody's smoking intense amounts of weed in this apartment building. Do you smell that?
Weed?
I don't smell weed.
Do you not smell
it?
I have a really sensitive nose. Somebody just lit something up. I think it was your gay neighbor.
Maybe. I don't smell weed, but I will say when I was at Anthropology earlier today, it reeked of fish.
Oh.
Like really badly. And I think it's because at Chelsea Market, they have like fish vendors. And I have a suspicion, like it's when you go downstairs at the Chelsea Market Anthropology, it reeks of fish. And I wonder if this is like a problem. Like I wonder if the fish like is stored next door.
Oh.
Like in close proximity. But.
Very interesting.
Don't worry. I still shopped till I dropped. I still got
it. What'd you buy? What's the
plenty
haul?
Of things. Well, I'm going to the Dominican tomorrow.
Right.
So
is this a cruise or a hotel?
This is not a cruise. I am on dry land.
On land.
I'm okay. On land. And it's with a hotel. And I'm doing promotion for them.
Punta Cana or what city?
In Punta Cana, yeah. And nice. I'm excited. I just needed one more little cover up situation for this new bikini that I got. And so I went to Anthropologie. I went to a bunch of other stores actually and like struck out. And I was like, what if I just go to Anthropologie? And Anthropologie always has what I want.
I love that.
Always.
For you. I don't think I've ever shopped at Anthropologie. Except for like, I think I bought one of our friends a scarf for a like Secret Santa gift years ago.
Well, they don't really have anything for you.
They don't have like menswear, but they do have like a lot of stuff
their
that I feel like
wares
your mom or like your sister would like. Sisters
actually,
would
I just
like.
Realized my aunt and I bought the same pair. Have you ever seen me wear those green pants? Like the green baggy?
Oh my God.
Like the mother jeans? Yeah, the, like kinda. I never wear them though. So if one of you wants them, you're
welcome.
Wait,
I remember. These are women's jeans, right?
Yeah, my aunt and I bought the literal exact same pair.
I remember this. I remember you getting so excited.
I was so excited. Actually, what happened is my aunt bought them and then she came home and put them on and I was like, wait, I need that pair of pants like immediately. There's something about women's
just goes
pants.
To show. Do you get that lady on your TikTok who's like, you do not need the butter yellow cardigan.
Yeah,
you
she's a D-influencer.
Whatever.
No.
It goes to show you did not need the army green women's pants.
I didn't because guess what? I never wear them.
I know.
Ever.
That's what I'm saying.
Honestly, I was looking in my closet yesterday now that we're like coming up on D-Day, aka like our apartment or leaving our apartment finally. And I'm looking at our closet and I'm like, I do not know what I'm going to do. I have so many clothes and a lot of them have tags on them and I'm just overwhelmed.
You need to have a yard sale.
I literally do.
Can you imagine?
I actually, at one point years ago, I did list on our building website. I was like, this is a series of things that I have. Like, I have like 25 hoodies, 75 t-shirts. Like, I just listed it all out to see if anybody would bite. And I was like, let me know if you want pictures or whatever. And girls honestly like came over like a yard sale and bought a bunch of my hoodies.
Closet sale.
Yeah. Wait, people came over. You didn't even like, did you say what brands you had?
Yeah, yeah. So they emailed me back and they were like, okay, out of the hoodies, like, what are the brands? What are the sizes? And I was like, oh, Patagonia, large, blah,
blah.
Okay,
yeah. That makes sense. I was like, wait, so people are just like.
But it's also just people in my building, so they can just kind of like swing by.
You know? I have a garbage bag in the corner of my bedroom from when I did my closet somewhat recently. And I'm realizing I ordered a ThredUp donation bag and. They keep emailing me being like, why you should send your ThredUp bag back now, but I never got it.
Oh, interesting.
Give them a call.
Yeah.
Does ThredUp do the donation for you, or not donation, but selling for you? Like you pack a bag of your shit and then they list it?
Yeah, that's why I wanted to do it, because they sell stuff for on your behalf, whatever, they price
sure.
it. You don't get to have a say in any of it. And then if it doesn't sell after X amount of days, and I think they might deem some of it unsellable to begin with.
Okay.
Then they just donate it. But I was like, I might as well make like a couple bucks off of it.
Mm-hmm.
If anything is worth anything.
Yeah.
And then just have them handle donating the rest rather than just donating all of it.
I wonder if they do boys also, because.
They do.
Okay. Because that might be in my future.
That's
I mean,
nice.
The payout is not significant.
What is it?
But. I mean, I sold, like, in my last move, I sold a fair amount of old Lululemon stuff, and I think I made, like, $70 total.
That's honestly not bad.
Wait, that's amazing. That's
I mean, like, that's, like, a new pair of Lululemon
that's
leggings.
That's better than, like, Beacon's Closet
yeah.
and all those
no,
places.
No, I know. That's what I mean. Like, but it's not, like, one-to-one.
For
it's
sure.
not like I'm selling a Lululemon top that might have been worn, like, five or six times for 40 bucks.
Right.
I think it sold for, like, $20 or $18.
I mean, the RealReal is similarly ridiculous. Like, I sold literally a pair of shoes that cost $800 on the RealReal, and my commission was $17.
$17? Wow.
I mean, they didn't sell for $800, but like they were initially purchased for $800, and I gave it to the RealReal to sell. They're like the ugliest shoes. They're like a pair of like church shoes from this brand called Zilly.
Yeah, and I know you're
my brand of choice.
Right.
Yeah, my fave brand.
Your haul.
Yeah, my haul. I was like, I'm never gonna use these, like these are the ugliest shoes ever. And so I gave them to the RealReal and they sold for, I think they sold honestly for like the 200 maybe. So I guess the commission rate was like
1-2%.
That's
bring
very back.
They must have sold for way less than that.
Bring back yard sales.
Yeah, seriously. The ThredUp thing I look at as like making a couple of dollars off of clothes that I otherwise would have donated.
That's fair. You know?
So it's like whatever I make is a positive.
I feel like everyone in New York City, like we should have like one day a year when everyone has a yard sale. Like every, I'm picturing like every building like out front has like
there would be so much crap everywhere.
The streets just close
like,
down.
We it can, would be a landfill.
No, but we can like get rid of our stuff and it's like all one day. Maybe, okay, maybe we like do one day per neighborhood or like one day, like there needs to be zones so it isn't like
it's like 5 day shuts down for
crazy. Yeah, but I feel like everyone should get the day off work or like the week off work and you can go and like shop and you can barter. Like you don't have to, you can like trade things. Like I feel like we should have, because everyone has, like I have to say, everyone, unless you're like extremely like type A and very, very organized, everyone in New York City has a crap pile somewhere.
Everyone. Have so many crap piles.
Even people that are like the influencers that are known for their interiors, they definitely have a crap pile.
For sure.
That they could get rid of. But it's just such a to-do to get rid of things.
Although I will say my favorite trend lately on TikTok for interior design are people like buying things off Amazon that they can store a bunch of random shit in. Like the, for example, like the things that look like books that they put on end tables.
Oh, yeah.
Hold all like the keys and like the random shit.
Yeah.
You know, like I love those. Like I think I saw Danielle got one of those maybe. And then...
Yeah, but like, when are you going to take your keys out of your pocket and put them in a book?
Bro, I don't even have keys.
Well, I have a little... What's that called? A little dish.
Yeah, the dish is fine.
That I put my keys in.
I mean, now mine's fully on my phone. Like, I have, like, a door code. I have, like, an unlock thing on my phone.
Okay.
Yeah. I left my apartment without my key for the first time, I think, ever the other day.
And it was
really jarring. Yeah. But luckily, I was with my roommate, and she had hers. Which, honestly, it's usually the opposite.
Like, I can't even imagine having a physical key. Like, I'm reminiscing on when I had a physical key when we first moved to the city, and it was, like, on this lanyard, and I used to swing the lanyard around, and I just can't even consider going back to those days.
So what did they do? They got rid of that system?
Yeah, they built...
Because you've been in the same apartment.
7 years,
so
baby.
What changed? What changed?
You got like, a new doorknob.
Yeah, they replaced all the doorknobs with, like, electric doors.
It's the future.
Yeah, so now my phone unlocks it, or I have a code that I can type in. Colby's going to move into my building. We're never going to leave.
No, I know. I heard about this.
There's a
chance. I heard about this potential for...
Our future.
For your future together.
We're getting married.
I was going to say, I'm moving in with a man.
I'm moving in with a woman. Who knew?
Your family is going to be thrilled.
I hope it works out. I hope, like...
Well, I know guys... that girl's ignoring me now because I... Well, probably because I've been ignoring her for the past 1.5 months.
Can you fill everyone in on, like, what's going on?
Yeah, so Colby and I are moving in together.
Yay!
We're taking a big step in our relationship.
We are.
I'm literally so excited because also, you know what you're going to get?
What?
As a housewarming gift?
What?
All the podcast equipment. We're recording at yours, bitches!
Katie's like, I'm throwing out my shit.
I'm throwing it all out, aka bringing it to yours.
That's so funny.
I'm having a yard sale.
In our apartment.
Yeah.
But anyway. Yeah, so Colby and I'm finally leaving my apartment after 7 years, which is depressing, but it's fine because Colby and I'll be...
He's moving downstairs.
Literally. Basically, it was kind of divine timing because Colby and I were talking about maybe living together, and then all of a sudden this unit in my building, like we have an internal website where people list things. So that's like where I, for example, listed my 75 sweatshirts and 25 t-shirts, whatever it was.
Your Noah's Ark.
Yeah, my Noah's Ark of clothing. And so you can list random things on the website that people can then kind of barter for. And so one person listed on the thing, it was like, I last minute have to move to Australia or something, so we need somebody to take over our lease at the end of July. And I was like, my lease is up at the end of July, Colby's lease is up at the end of August. And it's a...
And then we would get off of the summer lease cycle.
And we, yeah.
Because it's only for 6 months, which would be glorious.
Yes.
And then we would just have a solidified plan. We wouldn't have to dedicate our summer to finding an apartment.
Correct. Because I've also been trying to buy a place. So my ideal scenario is that I bought a 2-bedroom and then Colby just lives in one of the bedrooms. However, I didn't realize the process that is involved here. I mean, I knew, but I didn't realize it takes like 3 months to get like a co-op board to approve your shit. And it's just like a whole to do. And so it'd be a lot less stress and pressure if Colby and I could just move into this like lease takeover situation. That's like a 7-month lease basically.
And we'd pay
pennies on the dollar because my building's so cheap. Like that's why I've stayed there for 7 years.
Having an extremely nice savings account.
No, it would be beautiful. We'd be paying pennies. And I could still spend like a crazy person and buy a bunch of clothes I don't wear.
Oh, I would be having a piggy bank.
Adam, I feel like that's just, we need to change your habits because look where that's gotten you.
No, I literally want one of you to come look at my closet. Like, well, it's really a disaster.
Did you ever buy that new dresser?
I did.
Okay, good. So like we have a slight solution.
Well, we did. But then I packed that to the brim and I was like, wow, I have so much more space. And then I bought more clothes.
Okay. So here's the issue. This is the issue. We need to get, who's that like insane organizer lady? Marie Kondo.
Marie Kondo would fuck my shit up for sure.
Marie Kondo needs to come in and ask you, does this bring you joy? Oh, does it spark?
Is that what she says?
Does it spark joy?
Is that the question I should be asking myself?
Yeah. Does it spark joy? Is it spark joy, Colby? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Marie Kondo. Yeah. Yeah.
So she holds up a piece of clothing, for example, and she's like, does this spark joy?
Yeah.
And if you say no, then it's like, you can get rid of it.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah. Huh. But I have an issue with that because I'd be like, well, maybe someday it will spark joy.
See, that's my thought process.
I'm a futuristic thinker.
It's not in season, or so it's not sparking joy.
It did spark joy, you know?
Yeah. I did watch a TikTok the other day that was like,
Why did you just say that?
Like, what did I say?
Yeah. You went like, yeah.
That was from like deep in the back of your throat.
I don't know who that was.
You were keeping that in there.
So funny.
Who around you says, yeah, like that, and you just like,
I didn't even hear how I said it.
You just parroted.
Maybe you had like a frog in your throat and perhaps, it came out that way.
Perhaps. I have like half a brain cell left. I literally landed at like midnight last night.
I know. How are you doing? Well, first,
can't handle your travel these days.
Guys, the amount of travel that even just came up today that I will likely need to do, or now it's like for other people, I feel like they're like, oh my God, these places are so cool. Like, it seems like it's so fun. Like, it's not fun at all.
Well, it's work.
So like, I'm like actively trying to get out of half of these trips.
Well, yeah, because you're becoming one of those people that it's like, you pay rent for why? You're never home.
Yeah.
You live out of a suitcase.
I do somehow like still, the good part about my travel though is I feel like I'm traveling on days where otherwise like the three of us, for example, wouldn't even see each other anyways.
Yeah, no, you know? That's true. I feel like you're often, you're here on the weekends.
Always here on the weekends.
For the most part, which is actually like the time where you'd want to be here anyway.
Always here on the weekends, always here on a Thursday, always here on a Friday. Yeah. Most of the time here on Wednesday.
I also think that you being the type of person that loves to come home after a trip really works in your favor in this role, because if I were having to go to all of these places, I'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe that I'm going there and I can't stay. And like in my ideal world, I would move there for a month. Like... You know?
No, my coworkers all think my travel schedule is like a big joke at this point. Like I had to go to San Francisco for work. And so I flew out on Sunday after I had been on Long Island for the weekend. And so I basically like came home, packed a bag, and then went immediately back to Long Island to JFK to fly to San Francisco. And so I flew to San Francisco Sunday night, landed Sunday night, whatever, went to the office on Monday. And the first thing on my coworker said is, did you book the red eye tonight? Because normally what I would do is I would literally like land in a place, go for straight up like just one day and then take the red eye back. And I was like, oh, I wish I took the red eye, honestly, but I didn't. Because my ideal scenario would have been to have been in San Francisco for a day and then come back on the red eye, land Tuesday morning, and then it was as if I had never even been there.
You wouldn't even adjust to the time difference.
Exactly. Which I didn't when I was there. Yeah, I was up at like 3 a.m. every single day.
True.
I was going to Barry's at like 5.
Well, that's kind of convenient that like you didn't adjust so you could be
up and at him. It was definitely good. I was definitely up and at him. And then we made it back. We flew back last night. I got upgraded to first class, Delta One.
How exciting.
They called me when I was already on the flight.
What did you eat? What did you order?
So that was kind of the shitty situation that I ran into.
That's the kicker.
The kicker. So I had already gotten upgraded to Comfort Plus or whatever like the intermediary is, like Premium Select. And then I boarded the plane, sat in my seat in Premium Select. And then this random San Francisco number is calling me aggressively. And I declined it every single time. And then finally, the third time in my head, I was like, maybe this is one of my clients that I just saw or something like that. And so I answered it and it was like, hey, Adam, it's Brenda from the front gate at Delta. Do you want to move up to 6C? And meanwhile, I'm like in the front row already of Premium Select in 17C.
Oh, so you were already on the plane? This is crazy.
I was on the plane.
She called you from like the podium?
Your bag was stowed.
Yeah, from the podium. And no, my bag was like up in the thing. Like it was the whole thing. And she's like, do you want to move up to 6C? And I was like, you mean like the front? And
imagine if you didn't answer that call.
I know. Worked out. Honestly, I thought it was a prank call first.
So somebody must have missed their flight.
I know. So I moved up to 6C, Delta One.
Their loss is your gain.
Everybody was definitely so confused because meanwhile, I'm like fully unpacking all my shit. Like the plane was literally 5 minutes from takeoff, basically.
And you got escorted.
And I'm like on the phone with this random person and I was like, to the front? And she's like, yeah, 6C. And I was like, okay, perfect.
I'd be like, is this a prank? Just like, wondering. That'd be such a mean prank.
So meanwhile, I'm like getting all my bags down from up top. I went to scope it out first. So I went and saw and I had to like go over this woman to get to my chair. So I did that once and I was like, so sorry, but I need to go back and get my shit. And they probably thought that I was just like moving up. Like on my own accord.
Just because you felt like it?
Yeah, just because I felt like
it. It's like when people, like, once you actually take off, people see an empty, like, they'll just, like, move. No, exactly.
Yeah.
That's, like, so ballsy when people do that. Unless, like, the flight attendant literally told them to. No, but I'm talking about, like, the people that just do it on their own accord. Mm-hmm. Like, there's two types of people in this world. Like, I could be, like, sat next to someone in the middle seat, and if I see, like, there's an empty seat somewhere, like, I would not move there without asking permission.
I'm the same way. Because my worst fear is that we would... like I don't know, like I would do it and then somebody would be like,
would wait, come, that's my seat. Or yeah. Like yeah, or something, or they like come up to you and they're like, you're in the wrong, you're like the people on the Amtrak that do that. Oh my god, like they are so ballsy. They'll like, come into the business car and just like sit down and then like play dumb when the person like, oh, I didn't realize this was business.
Oh yeah, like, I would never do that.
I will say I was one of those people where I accidentally, this was a complete accident.
No, it's
accident,
fine though. To be accidentally doing that, obviously. Like I've sat in the wrong, like, you know, that happens, but like, and then they move and they come back in when the conductor leaves. I've seen it all.
Oh, that reminds me, I need to change my Amtrak.
These crazy people.
Colby's coming to Maryland.
When?
You know, Memorial Day.
Oh, for the wedding.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I thought you meant for July 4th and I was excited.
Oh, no.
Are you coming home for July 4th?
Don't know because I have a few work trips to Europe. So like I might.
Just extend and stay.
Yeah.
Traitor. I'm going to my home for the 4th. Wait, is that when you're going to Greece, allegedly?
No. So I'm going to Greece the first weekend of June. It's like June 8th,
I think. Yes, we discussed this.
And that's like completely a personal trip. So that's not stacked around work.
You deserve that.
Yeah.
You need really that. Do. You should unplug.
That one's kind of a funny trip, though, because the reason that I'm going is because Alex is...
I think you told this story.
Oh, did I tell the story already?
Yeah. You did tell this
story. Sometimes
I
get lost in the stories,
this
guys.
Whole story, and then you shit-talked Santorini, and it was a whole thing.
Oh, did I? Yeah. Well, I was so excited because I want to extend and go to Mykonos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We discussed
that. Oh, we did.
And I called you. Lindsay Lohan. How my gaze is coming? Yeah. Okay. We talked about the gays and like
the gays are gonna be there. Yep.
It's because you had your Hillstone
The wine.
You had your glass of wine that you didn't your Riesling, and so you were drunk.
I was drunk.
And you forgot.
Today I'm sober. Today I just had my protein.
Today you're sober, and today you're going to do the intro right now before
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how we doing?
Living the dream.
I'm doing great.
I love that. Guys, do I need a haircut? What do you think?
I was just actually thinking to myself that your hair looked long, but not in a bad way.
Okay.
Like, it looks lush.
I will say, I have to have a whole routine now with my hair, though. Like, it's gotten to the point of being so long where it's like, if I shower, I need to blow dry. I need to gel. I need a hairspray. Like, there's a whole situation that goes into making it look like this.
So maybe you get a trim then. That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot, guys. It's a lot.
You get layers?
No. Do I have layers?
I don't know. I don't know how.
Okay, what do you think is a layer? It's so funny that you asked that because I was looking at myself in the mirror the other day.
What is a layer?
Because it kind of looks like, you do. Like,
you know how like we have short pieces around our face?
Sure. But that's an angle. Well, sometimes.
Oh my God, you're so right. It is an angle. So what is a layer?
So I have layers all throughout my head because I have a mane. And
what's a mane?
Like just so much hair.
M-A-N-E.
Oh, you have a mane. Like you're making a joke about how much hair you have.
Right.
Following. Okay.
And so if I had hair that was all the same length, which I have had before, the bottom just is so like blunt and heavy. So to give it more dimension and spread that out a little bit and make it fall better, you get layers. So like they start higher up on your head and then they flow into each other, kind of.
It, like, thins out the ends, like, in a good way.
Yeah. Oh.
And it makes the rest of your hair look more voluptuous.
Yeah. Oh.
When I had my bob, my hair was all the same length.
Oh.
So I had no layers.
Katie goes to my hair girl now.
And I looked like Lord Farquaad.
Oh. Okay, interesting.
I did.
I will say, like, because my hair is so long now, and I feel like this is the first time it's been this long in a very, very long time, but I kind of have enjoyed the look. Like, I'll see myself in pictures and I'm like, oh, okay, like, that's kind of a vibe. Like, sometimes I have this little, like, piece of hair that's just kind of falling.
It's doing it right now.
Is it doing it right now? And it's kind of like a vibe, you know?
It's very, Zac Efron from Hairspray.
That, and it's, very Link.
Link.
But
you're so Link.
It also is giving the same vibe as the photo. I've seen this print a million times, and I'm not going to be able to illustrate it. It's like DeFranco-y.
Okay.
And Elvis Presley.
Yeah. Okay,
Elvis
Presley has one. Guys, tell me more.
No, I love it.
It's giving sexy.
Guys, thank you. But anyway, so like what I've been now having to do is I'm now understanding why girls don't wash their hair all the time. Like, it's a mess to have to freaking do things with it after you wash it.
I've been embracing my natural hair as of the last week because it's been raining every single day and it's been so humid. And today was the first time that I put heat on my hair in a while, but I had just been rocking with my wavy hair.
Yeah, I mean, I stopped washing my hair when I shower. Like, I'll just use like dry shampoo now.
Yeah,
I found it in my cabinet. I was like, I don't know what this dry is shampoo. But I don't even know what it is, but I've been spraying it in my hair.
It's shampoo, but it's dry.
Imagine.
I know, right? Huh. I'm actually out of dry shampoo.
Riddle me that.
I need to get some... My wash cycle is all fucked because I washed my hair this morning after Core Power. Because, like, the thing about Core Power is you need to wash your hair.
Yeah.
After... Like, I don't know who these girls are. Like, honestly, teach me your ways. Like, I'm jealous that can go to Core Power and not sweat so much that they literally look like they took... Like, I look like I took a dip.
Yeah.
After Core Power, my hair is soaked from root to tip.
Do you wear like a sweatband or anything?
That would not even help.
I think that would make me sweatier.
It's so hot in there that like it's such a sauna. And afterwards, like I saw like someone on TikTok say that like they don't wash their hair after Core Power every time. Like they'll just like
blow dry.
So what they do is, I guess some people, everyone has different hair and everyone has obviously different sweat habits, but some girls will leave and also have like soaking wet hair, but just blow dry immediately, and I think apply like some sort of product, and they can like salvage their hair from Core Power. It's really impressive. Anyway, that's so I washed crazy. My hair when I wasn't supposed to because I didn't realize, I forgot that I have to dye my grays tonight before the trip. I swear, every 2 weeks now my grays, it's actually insanity.
That's so frustrating.
I don't know what's going on. I'm aging so quickly. When I'm pregnant, what am I going to do? Because you can't dye your hair when you're pregnant, I'm pretty sure. Oh, really?
You can use mascara.
Oh, my God. I'm going to die.
Is that a thing? Like, how would you even do that? Dip your hair in some mascara bottle?
No. We did it with Rebecca, actually, when she was pregnant. But we would take mascara and, like, use the brush and
well, they have, like, products like that are like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But, like, actually, like, hair color. But, like, apparently you can't dye your hair when you're pregnant. So I think what I'm gonna do is, like, maybe I'll just be one of those ladies that, like, I'll tastefully dye my hair gray before I'm pregnant. But how would I know?
Katie, you're not gonna do that.
Yeah, but like, what am I gonna do? My roots are gonna be insane.
I'm just picturing
it'll
Katie.
Be fine. You'll just like use powder or something.
Oh my God,
we'll figure it out.
Katie, that would be such a crash out if you just got pregnant right before you were trying to get pregnant. You're like, I'm just gonna dye my hair gray.
You're not doing that. I won't allow it.
Ladies that like do that, like, I feel like it's always like European women that will like let their hair go gray or dye their hair gray, and they look so fantastic, so
you
fabulous.
Could be that woman.
Yeah, but apparently I can't because you just
Why?
Said I can't.
I'm no. just trying to picture you gray, and I'm like, it's not time.
That is not what I said. You just said European women let their hair go gray and they let it grow out, and whatever. They don't dye their hair gray.
Some of them
on their own
maybe
accord.
Do. I'm sure someone does.
Like, that's a crazy statement.
Yeah.
Like,
guys, I don't know what to do. Like, because my hair, here's the thing. Some people.
You could get a wig.
Oh my God. I'll have a toupee.
Yeah.
Like covering just that
Wait,
part.
Wait, honestly, you could do that. Do what our friend did and get like the, get the weave.
Just get a wig.
Who?
Mia.
Oh, well, that was
That's
extensions.
That won't help.
It's kind of the same. No,
it's not. Oh. That gets tucked in
That's
under your
me.
Hair. So it's hidden. She needs help at the top.
No, I need to like.
Not the help. Not that she needs
no,
help.
No, but I do need help.
She does.
Literally send help when I'm pregnant, or everyone just needs to like not like I'm gonna have to start using Facetune on my roots, and like no one will know on the internet that I I'm just kidding. I don't know what's gonna happen.
I think Colby's idea is pretty good.
Like, we're gonna cross that bridge when we get to it.
We can paint them with mascara,
I will have grays, and
we'll
so anyway
paint them.
It'll be like
we'll
a little
get
project.
You a wig, it'll be fine.
I'll paint, it'll be my art project.
But let's tie this into a knot, or tie this into a bow, this conversation about hair. It's actually crazy like how much work goes into hair.
Oh yeah,
it's literally like just crazy when you think about it. How much money, how much time, how much we care about it.
Well, I haven't gotten to the money part yet. I feel like my hair is pretty cheap to maintain.
Yeah, but like I'm talking the girls with like, especially blondes.
Yeah,
blondes, it's no joke how much it costs to get your hair done and how often you have to go. And then extensions. I just found out recently you have to like move your extensions up. Like I had never thought about what happens when your hair grows. Like there's just so much.
Wait, so honestly, I was kind of like a recent years old when I found out that like you, if you're blonde, you need to continuously dye your hair blonde. Like I thought that everybody just like was like that.
Like that's naturally crazy. Blonde, you mean?
Yeah. Like, are there people who are just forever naturally blonde?
Not many.
Yes, there are, but...
Are those like albinos?
No.
No, there's like people that are actually blonde, like, and blonde forever. But I'd say majority of blondes...
They go darker.
Yeah.
Like, my sister's been fooling me because I honestly thought that she was just like forever naturally blonde.
Is she not?
I mean, she is naturally blonde, but I guess she does have to do whatever you guys
are
referring
to.
Yeah, I guess.
I was recently fed an image of when I used to get balayage, and like, I could not be happier that 3 years ago I decided I was done coloring my hair.
Well, I think one of our first photos.
So much better.
One of our first photos together.
It was from that day.
Yeah.
The thing is, balayage was such a moment in time. Like, I still think some people have it and look fabulous and I wouldn't even know it's balayage, but for you, like, that was such a moment. You looked amazing at the time.
Oh my god,
what does that even mean?
So scared.
Like it was like bright.
It's a technique.
It brightened your face because you had those light like
money pieces
which
like I don't know why they put those there.
But again, you looked good at the time.
Yeah, but I look so much better with brown hair. I should have never touched it.
What do you guys think of the Met Gala?
It was good.
Did you see Megan Thee Stallion's TikTok about it?
No, I missed that.
TikTok, I think, just like knows exactly what I want to see, because honestly, I was looking at all these pictures of the outfits and I was like, what happens inside the Met Gala? Like, I'm so curious. And you're not allowed to have phones. So Megan Thee Stallion like posted a TikTok basically of like her running around inside the Met Gala, and you can like see the kind of atrium that it's in, and she's trying a bunch of different pieces of food that they're giving to her, and then she's like snuck my phone in, and she's like giving like a full tour.
I bet you got paid to do that.
Oh, you think so?
I wouldn't be shocked, honestly.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're really demystifying the Met. And like, I feel like it's not as secret as it once was.
Transparency is in.
I honestly liked a lot of the outfits, but mainly because it felt wearable.
Yeah.
Like, I thought everybody looked good. It wasn't like... wow factor crazy outfits. Like, I loved the way that everybody looked.
I think that's a good take.
Yeah,
people thought Kendall and Haley were like a snooze fest, and I thought they looked gorge. I didn't love Kim's outfit.
Oh, the chrome hearts.
Kim looked so uncomfortable. Why does
she always
do this to herself?
I mean, that chrome hearts outfit looked uncomfortable.
I didn't like it.
Like a whole...
Did you see the TikTok?
I'm not really a croc person, though, so that is also...
Yeah, fair.
Did you see the TikTok where her nail like snapped off?
No.
No, I didn't see that, but I saw the comparison of her and Countess Luann.
Oh, no.
Oh, I need to see that. You have to send that to me.
I saw a TikTok where someone said, like, Kim definitely just fired her nail tech, whatever, because if you see like someone zoomed in, I don't know how someone caught this, like people are crazy on the internet, but her nail, like she was adjusting her top and her nail like flew off.
Oh my God.
Like then this was like right when she got on the carpet and she was already late, so she was like probably so stressed. I don't know why those girls show up so late.
Yeah, I don't either,
like,
but
that stresses me out. I guess
two people must
have
gotten fired on her team, because also when she was walking out of the Carlisle, one of the security people like stepped on the train of her skirt.
Oh no.
And the glare that she gave him, I like if looks could kill.
So she had a she probably had a rough night.
That must be a trend about the this like the assistants getting fired or whatever, because I saw one for Anna Wintour and somebody like zoomed in on her dress and there was a red stain.
Well, fashion is like such a cutthroat industry. I feel like many people are fired the day of the Met. I don't know, but maybe it's I don't know the inner workings of the fashion industry.
Honestly, I moved on from the Met because Kylie and Timmy made their red carpet debut today.
Mm. Yes.
She's in Rome with him. Aww. And they look so good.
She got there so quick.
Yeah, did they go to the Met also? They had to have.
Right? Timmy didn't go and he wanted to make it known that he wasn't there.
Oh.
He like posted watching the Celtics and Knicks game on a laptop or an iPad in, I think he was in Paris and at the time, and then he was posting excessively throughout the night, just making it known that he was not going to the Met.
I see.
And then
interesting.
Now he's in Rome. She met him there. She went to the awards with him. The photos are insane. I want to see it from every angle. Like, I'm obsessed. I love them together.
I think of the Met looks, like my favorite look of the night was definitely the Gap look.
Oh, yeah.
I forget who that fabulous woman
is. Zac Posen.
Who she is, but yeah, she looked insane. Yeah.
I've seen the
photo. I've seen her photo, the photo of her reposted a million times for good reason because she's so fabulous. It's like this gorgeous ethereal white. It has like flowy sleeves and flowy, and then there's like a bit of like a corset situation, I think, like in the middle.
Laura Harrier.
She's fabulous.
Is that the one with the flowy white pants?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was Zac Posen by Gap or Zac Posen for Gap.
Gap is crushing.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, when's Old Navy gonna?
I don't know.
Get back into the
Who's
mix.
Who's next?
Well, Gap owns Old Navy.
Yeah, exactly. When is it gonna be Old Navy's turn?
But there
turn?
Are all these old brands that are popping back up. Like, I feel like now everybody shops at Abercrombie. Or I feel like that's kind of
well,
over
yeah,
now,
it's
but
been, yeah.
Yeah, that's been a thing.
Well, Old Navy, I've said it before and I will say it again. I love their activewear.
Old Navy is honestly so great. They have great stuff. Like, very quality looking.
Yeah.
I've been seeing like hauls on, well, I did a little brand deal for them recently, but also I've been seeing like people doing organic hauls on TikTok and they're like, you will not believe that these are things are from Old Navy.
Yeah.
Go off,
so
Old Navy.
So maybe it is their time.
Their time to shine.
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride. Old Navy and Gap.
Gap someone is gonna a be bride.
Yeah, no, exactly. So someone needs to be wearing Old Navy to the next Met Gala.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Give them their time to shine. I also loved Priyanka Chopra's outfit.
Yeah, I didn't love that one.
See, I loved it. See, that's the thing about
fashion. It's
subjective. Subjective?
I don't know.
Whatever. But I loved hers. And then I also loved Mindy Kaling. I really liked
her. Yeah, she looked good.
Her hair was fabulous. And then Zendaya, obviously.
Yeah, I was going to say she was my favorite.
Yeah, Zendaya looked amazing.
Zendaya, there's so many. I was watching on the YouTube live stream.
I loved Miley Cyrus, and I cannot wait for her album. That also comes out on Friday, along with this episode.
That's so you.
Yeah.
Colby's going to go on like a 28-mile walk listening to Miley Cyrus' new album.
I probably will. And then I can't wait.
Rihanna announced her pregnancy. I'm trying to think what else happened.
I loved A$AP Rocky's outfit.
He is so handsome.
Oh my God, he was looking fine.
I was watching him do like an interview like on the live stream. And first of all, he's just so cute when he talks about Rihanna.
Yeah,
he's and so his family. Cute. And he is like, his face, he's
are they married?
Beautiful.
Yeah, he's gorgeous.
He's gorgeous. Are they married?
Yeah.
Like actually married? Or are they?
Oh, but they're together and popping on kids together.
I think they're married.
A$AP Rocky and Rihanna.
Yeah.
Huh.
They're such a power couple. I also loved Bad Bunny's outfit.
Yes, he looked good too.
I always thought Bad Bunny was a girl.
Except for I was
that's
wondering.
So crazy.
For the lot, like probably okay, until.
That's crazy.
Honestly, I may have been today years old.
Have you heard his music?
Yeah, but isn't it like Beeps and Bops?
No.
Oh.
Not at all.
He sings. Oh my God, you're crazy for that. Did you see his bag?
Yeah.
What did he have in there?
Probably nothing.
He had a huge like bowling ball bag.
Oh.
With him, like, and it was like part of the look. And I think it like went with his outfit, but I'm just really curious about like what was inside. It was huge. Like, what did he have in there?
Secrets.
I love him so much.
That's why his
they changed out his billboard in Soho, though. It's now Lily Collins.
Also fabulous. I love Lily Collins.
I don't even know who that girl is.
Yeah, you do. She's Emily in Paris.
She's my favorite Nepo baby.
I do know her. Oh, her daddy's rich? Or mommy?
He is a composer. Phil Collins. He has music in Tarzan.
Oh.
I think he's a composer.
I want to
something
know.
Music.
Can you show me?
Yeah.
Something's not real Tarzan? About the strangers yes. like me.
Yes. That could be it.
I don't know if I definitely have, but I...
Stop. Tarzan's like one of the best Disney films.
The last time I've seen Tarzan.
Do you guys get that trend on TikTok where it's like search Disney Prince and whichever one pops up is like your...
Yeah.
Yeah,
your
but
man's?
It's like, that is not tailored to you. I think that everybody gets the same one.
Who did you get?
I haven't done it.
Wait, if you
but
search...
I did it for another... For another thing, and it was like the same video as the girl had posted, and all of the comments were like, I got this too.
So you search Disney Prince on TikTok, and like what comes up is your ideal man.
Yeah, and also like that makes sense because TikTok, when you search, it's not feeding you things that you want to see. It's feeding you things that...
Oh, yeah. Search up Disney Prince in the first one is supposed to be your man.
I wonder if I'll get a different one.
Mine's Gaston.
Who's that?
Gaston, like the big guy from
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
Okay. Mine was the guy. Mine was first Prince Eric, but then the one next to it was the one who looks exactly like him from Tangled.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Prince Eric is such a hottie. Gaston, like, he has Riz, but he's kind of a jerk.
Yeah, Gaston sucks.
Yeah, he does.
Gaston is hot. Was an ass.
Yeah, he's, but honestly,
well, my TikTok
he's
won't
still kind of cute.
I can't even. I want to see
honestly,
if it'll.
Honestly, the beast is kind of hot.
The beast.
Sometimes.
Colby.
Yep.
He has his moments.
He has his moments.
Well, I can't even search
sometimes
it.
Sometimes I just love Shrek. Too.
Sometimes
your dream man is Shrek.
No. I like. Is Prince Eric's from The Little Mermaid?
Yeah,
I like him.
Yeah, he's really clean cut. You know. Unproblematic yeah. king.
He is an unproblematic
although
king.
He's a prince, not a king.
I mean, someday that crown will be his. I would love to marry a prince. I think I might need to move to London. There's got to be some princes left now.
Why somewhere. Why just London? I feel like
there's
princes
a lot of
everywhere.
Aristocrats.
I just feel like London's probably the highest culmination of aristocrats.
You know what? I really feel like there's a lot in the city that are like very low key.
In New York?
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Like I feel like people like come here and go to NYU.
That's also
true. You know what I mean?
My friend went to NYU and literally he was at a Met Gala party on Monday. One of like, my coworkers who I'm friends with. And I was like, why were you there? And he was like, all these people I went to school with at NYU were just these like...
Or like Columbia. I feel like yeah. I feel like royalty would go to schools in New York.
Yeah.
Lots of connections here.
That makes sense. But then I feel like they moved back to London.
Why are you saying London? Why are they always...
Because London's just like the central European city
You're
hub.
Just thinking that because of the royal family.
No, I'm not. I'm thinking it because London's like the central European hub. Just Google where the biggest culmination of aristocrats are.
Where do most aristocrats live? Question mark.
How could you do this to me?
Question mark.
I watched that the other day.
Most aristocrats in modern times, particularly in countries like the UK. Okay, well, that's not helpful.
Okay, then it's
gonna
like
say,
the UK.
Well, then it's going to say London, but like...
But it is London because that's probably also...
Yeah.
London.
Or Mayfair and Belgravia.
Okay, but what's the
Mayfair
first?
Mayfair is also in London, isn't it?
Mayfair is outside of London.
Yeah.
The Dukes of the UK. Okay.
I told you guys.
Like, well, speaking of London, also, one of my favorite shows is being rebooted on Bravo, and I can't wait.
Ladies of London. They're rebooting it?
They announced
wait,
it today.
Stop. I loved yeah. Ladies
they
of London.
They announced a lot so of things excited. Bravo related today, I feel like.
What else did they announce?
Real Housewives of Rhode Island.
What?
And there was yeah. something else, like The Valley something.
The Valley Persian edition, I think. And then they're also doing a wife swap with, like, actual housewives and then real housewives, which sounds terrible in my opinion, but we'll see how it is.
Interesting. Well, I can't wait to see those. I've been so behind on TV, so I need to do a little catch up.
I just started the new John Hamm show, and by just started, I mean I'm now caught up. But it's so good. Your neighbors and friends or something.
That's what it's called. I haven't started that.
Your friends and neighbors.
Now I need a new show.
Yeah, it's very good. You should watch it. It was kind of an addictive watch.
Watch the four seasons though, because it's number one on Netflix.
And that's only 30 minute
episodes. So clearly it's good. Don't watch Black Mirror because Jack forced me to watch another episode last night.
Oh,
and it was not good.
I tried to convince somebody who I was with either over the weekend or maybe on Monday to watch it with me, the first Black Mirror episode, and I was like, I heard it's depressing. And
oh, the they were one
like,
that why do you want to watch it? Ripped my heart out and stepped on it. Well, I did watch another episode and it was good. So I've watched 4 episodes total of the new Black Mirror, and Jack specifically picked one last night. He really wants to make Fetch happen. Like, he really wants to make this show good, like, and me to like be okay with it. And so we watched an episode last night that sounded kind of like interesting and like not like anyone would be
okay.
Like that it would put me through. I wouldn't cry, hopefully. And I was just left with like, it was one of those episodes where it was over and I was like, okay, what just happened? I felt like very left behind.
I feel like that's the whole show.
Yeah, but it was just really
leave something to be desired.
Seen 2 episodes ever and I was like, what?
Yeah, it's supposed to make you feel like that, I guess. I don't know.
That never goes into that. Way over my head.
I just don't think it's for me. Like, I feel like I need, like...
I just don't like dark stuff. All right, what else do we have to talk about?
Dates.
Wait, honestly, like...
What's going on?
Want to hear what I'm doing this weekend? Probably. Yeah. It's crazy. Last weekend, one of my friends called me and he was like, hey, so-and-so, one of our other gays, wants me to come to Fire Island on Sunday night. Like,
oh my God.
Sunday to Monday. And I was like, oh God, like, I don't know if I can do that. Cause I don't like being there on weekdays. Like, I'll go for a weekend for sure, but, or like a day trip.
So when it would be Sunday, Monday.
So he's going Sunday, Monday, because I think he's going to be home for Mother's Day. But then the friend who's in Fire Island is going to be there from Friday to Monday or Tuesday.
Okay.
So he usually will go for like the weekend, but then stay on Monday and Tuesday because it's usually in Fire Island. It's like a little bit chiller on Monday and Tuesday. And it's like a really cute, amazing little beach situation. So like, it's relaxing, whatever. And my situation is you guys know I like to be like in and out. And so if I'm going to Fire Island, like I want to be there for like 24, 36 hours and then like rage face and then leave.
Also, you have to work, right? So like weekdays would not work.
Monday.
Yeah, and like I'm not good at
PTO.
Exactly. And like, I don't even like do well working from home. So like, you know.
Sunday, it's going to be nice. You should go to the beach. It's going to be 76 and sunny.
Well, so this happened. This is where the tea comes in. So this happens. And then my other friend who's going to Fire Island for that weekend, he texted me and he was like, you need to come to Fire Island this weekend because guess who's going to be there is Fire Island, aka the guy that I met in Fire Island last. Or he told me like, oh, this guy is going. Do you remember when I talked about on the podcast the guy that I met in Fire Island last August or September?
I remember no details about him.
Fire Island has some of my most like iconic characters. Like that's where I hooked up with the married man.
Yeah, you talked about the married man last episode that he's going to go. You're going to see him in Greece,
in
right?
Greece.
Yeah.
I will likely see him in Greece, him and his husband. And this one, though, is the guy that I met in Fire Island last August when I was going there to celebrate my friend getting a job in my company.
Yes. And
then I went on a few dates with him after, and then I just, like...
What happened? Why did it fizzle?
I was stressed with work, and I just wasn't into it.
Okay.
So I stopped it.
Okay, yes.
Do you remember this?
Now I'm remembering.
Yeah.
Okay, but he and I have
always... And he was, like, very... He was very, like, into you...
Yeah.
And wanting to schedule things and you just got a little overwhelmed.
Yeah, and then I was overwhelmed.
Okay.
But he's always been sweet to me. We still like see each other occasionally, like on the scene if I'm ever like doing gay stuff. And if I ever choose to be gay, you know, like then I see him.
On the off chance that
on the off
decide.
Chance. And so anyways, my friend is like with him or was with him this past Saturday. And he texted me and he was like, you need to come to Fire Island and you're going to share a room with him. And I was like, what?
Now you're going to share a bed with him. Wink, wink.
Literally. So then this guy texted me and he was like, I heard you want to go to Fire Island. Like,
oh my God.
Like we can share a room. This is how much it costs or whatever. And then he was like, or best offer, winky face.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
So you're going on Saturday.
They all are like talking to me as if I'm going, but I feel like in my head I'm still like iffy about it.
Why?
I don't know.
Adam, I've been traveling, you seem nervous. So much. Adam, YOLO.
Okay, fine.
YOLO.
I know. Well, I'm like the easiest convince. So like I've been telling my friend, I'm like, no, like I'll come Sunday, like when our other friend comes, and I'll just stay the night.
I also feel like so many people are going to be gone this weekend for Mother's Day.
Are you gone also?
No.
Colby's like,
I'm speaking from knowing that people are going to be gone.
Yeah, a lot of people are gone this weekend, including like me. So obviously nothing fun's gonna happen here because I'm gone.
Exactly.
But wait, are you here not this weekend, but next weekend.
Yes.
Because Colby and I have decided we're having a weekend.
Katie hasn't been in the city for
a month. We have places to be and things to do. I want to go to the country bar. I want to buy a table. I want to shake my butt.
Wait, I love this. So, I'm so excited.
So this is why you should go to Fire Island this weekend and next weekend. We're shaking our butts in New York City.
Yeah, also, I am the person that you have to hang out with this weekend. I am here, but I am unavailable. On Saturday.
So here you go. More of the reason where for you to go.
I have a going away party, and then I have an engagement party, and then I have a birthday party.
Yeah, so see? You have no one to hang out with, so go to Fire Island. Get out. Get out of here.
I mean, like, I'm going for sure, obviously.
You're going to have so much fun.
So yeah, I'll probably go Friday and then stay until Sunday or Monday.
Do it for the podcast, if not for, like, you. Do it for the pod, because, like, they need stories, you know?
I'll do it for the plot.
The listeners
I think you want to go internally.
I do, but I like to put up a little bit of resistance first, you know? Yeah. I can't be too easy, even though, like, I'm the easiest person alive.
No, you're not.
I kind of am. My coworkers have caught on that I will always say no first. Like, if somebody asks me to do something, I'm like, ugh, no, like, I'm too busy. And then they'll ask me one more time, and I'll be like, oh, okay, fine.
So you're a pushover is what...
Easily what you are.
Easily convinced. The most easily convinced.
Unavailable, but easily convinced.
Like, I've literally been texting my friend. He's like, hey, I'm doing the, like, grocery run, like, ordering groceries to be delivered to the island. Like, what do you want? And I'm like, chic. I'm like, ugh, I'm not coming until Sunday. And he's like, okay,
don't factor me in.
He was like, do you want tequila or vodka White Claws? And I was like, ugh, tequila.
Tequila, caviar.
But I'm not coming until Monday. He's like, yeah, okay.
Okay, so you're going to Fire Island.
And... probably sharing a room with,
and there may or may not be dating. Some freaky business going on.
There will be no freaky business.
Do you think that you're going to rekindle?
No, I'm like a sweet, innocent little lamb, and I just got ripped in half, like no less than a month and a half.
No, like not even like that, but I mean emotionally.
No.
Oh,
how about sexually?
So. You're not into him.
How about just physical?
He well, can't.
Because, you know, my many buttholes.
Still?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're out of commission still? Okay, so.
All I know is that I haven't stopped bleeding in, like, 2 months.
How about you just have some nice conversation?
I mean, emotionally, like, do you think that you'll then have a crush on him?
I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. I need to get a haircut first. And then I'll decide.
You're going to get some angles and layers.
I'm going to get some angles and layers, and then I'll figure out if I want to have a crush on him again.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
You never know. But yeah, I gotta go for the plot, guys.
Well, it'll just be fun friend time, too.
Yeah.
I literally want to go.
You'll get some good sun. It's gonna
be a beach day. Come.
Maybe you'll get a tan.
That is my dream, because I'm literally so pale.
It looks like it's going to be so nice.
I'm so excited. But yeah, that's like all I have on the dating front, I think. Do I have anything else? Hinge is like my worst nightmare right now. I know we say that on every episode, but like it's never been worse for me.
I also have had multiple situations with people on Hinge and actually on Raya that it's happened twice that guys have done that thing where they're like date and time for a date and you agree to it and then you like keep talking and then the date never happens.
Oh, what the heck? That's so weird.
Yeah. But I guess it's also on me that I haven't like circled back to be like, so are we actually still going to go get a drink on Tuesday or not?
I don't this feel like one you, guy, that's your job. I feel like if they ask, I know, then
that's why.
They should follow through.
But this one guy was texting me from Raya and he was like, I don't know, asking what day I was free. He was like, yeah, I'm pretty open next week. That works, whatever. And then was asking what I was doing last weekend and... whatever, we exchanged a few messages, but then I never heard from him again.
Damn.
Are you still playing the field? You're like wiped up.
But I was like trying.
You're like, let me keep my options open.
But see, I can't.
We always say like, oh yeah, don't put all your eggs in one basket, but it's just so much easier to do that.
No, like, yeah. I literally want the listeners to like go through my Hinge and just look at the, I can't even load it to show you guys the most recent, but I'm pretty sure the most recent was just like a blank, it was like a black photo for every single one. Like,
there's a lock for every key.
That's true.
There's a lock for every key.
I'm a tight lock.
Like, I think about how many people, no key. Like, do you ever like spiral? I don't know if I want to put this in your head, but do you ever like spiral and think about how many people X you?
Adam's playing footsie with me right now.
Like, I would think about, like, oh, I wonder how many people said, like, No. To me.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Again,
I actually do think about that.
There's a lock for every key.
For sure. For sure.
So, like, you know.
That one guy, well, this isn't going to.
I just really refuse to think that anybody is looking at any of our dating profiles and is like, absolutely not. Like, there has to be something deeper.
I was going to say, I was going to reference this guy that I was hooking up with like years ago. And the way I was about to describe him, I had to stop myself because I was like, the girls are literally going to make fun of me and be like, that's every guy that you
have ever spoken to.
Yeah. See, Adam, here's what has to happen. We have to meet some of these fellas.
Well,
because otherwise they all blend in to one person for me. Like, I have like a visual in my head of like maybe one guy that you went on one date with one time, and like,
and they all look like
and
that.
They all look like that in my head because of the way I've never actually met any of these people.
Okay, well, this is, we'll easily digest it. This is the only one that my friends have ever met. Remember, you met him at the Spaniard.
At the Spaniard. Yes.
Okay. I remember this, the one character.
Everyone knows the one character.
Guys, how many years have we been doing this podcast? How many men have we been talking about? And I've never met one besides him.
You have met one. So he and his boyfriend, I think I talked about this in the podcast, they recently broke up.
Yes, you did. And he, okay. Yes.
And I found that. And so I saw him on Hinge the other day.
Wait, early. This guy that posted the shirtless photo.
Did he post a shirtless
photo? That you sent us and you were like, this is the guy.
Yes.
He is like the most remarkable abs.
He's jacked and so hot.
Jacked.
Honestly, I will say like my roster of guys that I've hooked up with like is quite small, but all 10s. Like I feel like the guys I've hooked up with are all like 12 out of 10s.
Okay, congratulations. Would you like a gold star?
I do. That's why I shared that, because I do want a reward. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Sexy man.
Anyways.
Check.
So, sexy man who posted the mirror selfie or whatever that I sent to you guys. Saw him on Hinge, liked him, and I was like, hey there, stranger. Never liked me back. And so, like, that's one that has 100% X'd me. Even though we were flirting via Instagram DMs,
maybe
I'm a little
pissed.
Maybe
he got back with his boyfriend.
I don't think
this
so.
Is just what we have
then
to tell
I saw
us.
Him on Raya.
Maybe you're buried in his Hinge.
He X'd me for sure. Because then he popped up on my Raya. I liked him, didn't like
him.
Well,
maybe he X'd you because he doesn't want to go back down that road again. No offense.
Well, I want him to.
Because
I want him to come down this
road. Why don't you just message him on it? Write him on another platform.
Probably.
You ended it.
I probably did.
So maybe he didn't want to go back for more after that.
Well, I want him to.
Well.
Write him back on Instagram or something.
We had been flirting on Instagram, which is why I'm confused.
So maybe he's not using his app.
He is. I can tell.
Why?
I just know. I just know, guys.
Your spidey senses are tingling.
My spidey senses are tingling, and I just know that he X'd me.
Well, you know, there's more fish in the sea.
Are there, though?
There's many.
I think I need to move to London. Colby and I aren't actually moving to a new apartment in the city. We're moving to London, England.
That's fine with me.
Okay. I'm uprooting our...
No worries.
I'm uprooting our family.
Well, all good.
Jack would be down for that. We can take you and Jack, too.
Well, Jack belongs. He has a visa. Yeah. Or no, he just has a citizenship.
Wait, so when you guys get married, does that mean you have dual citizenship in the UK as well?
So I thought... I was always under the impression that that was how it worked. But no, I'd have to live there for at least 6 months, and then I'd have to apply.
Oh, 6 months isn't that bad.
Yeah, but like you'd have to live there for 6 months.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, but like... Like, how, when would I have the time to live there and live here?
Half the year.
Yeah, I don't know how people do it. There's definitely a way, obviously. But our kids would be dual citizens, matter
what.
Oh,
that's amazing.
I'm pretty sure. I think our kids would be
interesting.
I don't know. I'm familiar with the law.
Anyway, but...
Should I bring up my employment law database?
Okay, so you guys are moving to London and you're leaving me. That's
what's
happening.
Taking you with us. That's where you're going to get your 6 months.
Okay.
But you guys have to get engaged right there.
Okay.
Married.
Thank God you do your nails now, so at least you're prepared.
Thank God I get my nails done every week, so no one has to worry about my crusty little nubs.
My nails are looking pretty nasty right now.
Somebody told me today asked me if I get manicures and said that I have the most beautiful male nails that she's ever seen. And I was like,
you do have really good
nails. Nice nails.
Guys, what the heck? Thank you.
You have long nail beds.
Oh, guys. Do you like trim your nails?
No, I just cut them.
Yeah.
So you trim them.
Precisely.
Well, do people not?
You have to.
Cut their nails?
Well, like, people bite sometimes and like, Jack
I've
does
never
not,
been a nail biter.
Jack like peels his nails.
Even the thought of it pains
like they're
me.
Like jagged as hell.
Ugh.
But they're like boy nails. Like
I will say one of my,
I don't know.
What's the word for something that you just do like when you're
fixation?
sure, fixation. I don't know if that's the exact word that I'm looking for, but I used to pick my nails aggressively without even thinking about it.
Like nervous tick.
Nervous tick.
Yeah. I used to like just pick my nails and I wouldn't even think about it. And then I would like pick them so badly that like sometimes
the skin would peel.
Yeah. Like underneath or something like that.
And I would bleed. That habit. Because they look good now.
I haven't done it in forever, like 6+ years probably. I don't even know how I kicked the habit. I think I just stopped.
You were like, that looks bad. You're like, that looks bad. I can't be doing that anymore.
Well, I want to learn how to stop so badly playing with my hair.
You were a big hair player.
That is your nervous thing.
No, I do it all the time.
You twirl.
Subconscious.
You twirl like one section.
No, I know.
Like your hands must be so dirty.
Like what you're doing right now.
Dirty? What do you mean?
Colby's hands are nonstop in her hair. Like I have.
But why would that make my hands dirty?
I don't know. Like I just think that that sounds dirty to me.
Hair? Touching my hair? My hair is so clean. At all times. There's I wash it every no day because I touch it all the time.
I feel like there's worse things that you could do.
That's fair.
Worse. It's not like I'm Thanks. Like touching the bottom of my feet.
My thing was I would yank my eyebrow hairs out.
What? Oh, that's
yeah.
crazy.
Like one.
That's a thing. People also pluck their eyelashes.
Yeah. I mean, it is a. I think for me, it was just like I kicked it quickly because I noticed I had a bald spot on one of my eyebrows and I was like, oh God, I gotta stop doing that.
I don't think I have enough.
But I was like pulling at them when I would focus.
Yeah.
Not when I was stressed, when I was like focusing on like editing or something, like I would yank out my eyebrow hairs.
I think I have noticed that you do that.
Oh my God. Yeah. Fuck. So I still do it?
Or just like touch that part of your face.
Yeah, I do, right
like,
here.
Like I notice like when you're thinking, like sometimes you will like
yes,
be touching
okay,
that
why
area.
Why do I do that?
I don't think I thought that you were picking them. I just think like I noticed that you do
well
like,
now my new thing
little.
Is I like to bite on my fake nails. Just the pinky.
Oh.
Just.
I think I've noticed you do that too.
Yeah, I do that. Just yeah. the pinky.
So interesting.
It's like, I don't know. It's an oral fixation. It's like a vape. Anyway, so.
I think we're up on time, kids.
Oh my God, what? We don't have time for an advice?
We have time for one.
Can we do one, please? Yeah. We're leaving the people hanging. My goodness. To. People have been bumping like crazy, and I've been like, they've talk been, to
they've
Adam.
Been, they've been bumping.
If talk you really want us to do it, just send it to Adam's DMs.
I just got a glorious text.
From who?
One of my friends said, Colby, I have a man for you. No joke. He's tall and handsome new client. Right up your alley.
Right obsess.
Oh my God, Colby.
What kind of clients does she have?
Add it to the basket. Okay, shall we answer this question?
We shall. What do we got?
The subject line is, help, I'm crashing out.
Oh.
So we really need to help this lady.
I can relate.
Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. First off, I love the pod and I look forward to it every week. I'm writing to get your thoughts on my current situation. Let me try to make this short. A guy I went to college with reached out to me and gave me his number while I was on a trip to Miami. We texted all throughout my trip, and when I came back, we got drinks. It went really well, and we ended up talking for hours. He made it clear he wants a relationship and enjoyed our date together. A few days later, I left for Italy for 10 days, but we texted the whole time and even planned dinner for when I got back. We went to dinner and hung out after drinking wine. Again, great time, and he mentioned seeing me the next week after work in his new apartment since he was moving. A day or two after our date, the text slowed down a bit. I texted confirming if he still wants to see me after work like he had planned, and he said, I'll keep you in the loop. I have a lot going on with my family right now, and with me moving, I've been all over the place mentally. I'm sorry. I responded, but have not heard back. It has been 5 days with no response. Help a girl out. Part of me says leave it be, and part of me wants to reach out. Thank you.
I feel like leave it be. It seems like he's making an excuse.
5 days without a response. Like, how hard is it to send one text to be like,
yeah,
say literally anything at all?
Also, once the text starts slowing down, I'm kind of like, eh, you know, you got to match their energy a little bit. We always say that. But I'm
I think that you know what the answer is.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry you might feel like you wasted time on it.
Yeah, that
like,
sucks.
That sucks.
But it doesn't seem like they went on too many dates.
Yeah, but like, very strange. He's like, he wants a relationship. And enjoyed the date, and then like
boys
all
are
of a
weird.
Sudden,
boys are so weird.
Weird.
Yeah, they don't say what they mean.
It's definitely nothing that you did. It sounds like this guy is just weird.
Yeah,
honestly.
Keep going, girl. It's okay.
Keep your chin.
But
up.
Yeah, don't text him back. I would just like
leave it be.
Matches energy.
Like, what would you'd say?
If he replies tomorrow, you need to wait 7 days to reply.
5 days. Like, that's what, if it was like a couple of days.
Yeah, not the vibe.
No move is that stressful that 5 days needs to go by before you can send a simple text. Like, the bar is so low.
Yeah. Not the vibe.
A text takes how many seconds to compose and send? Like,
too little for him to be acting like this.
Remember when people would have to write letters to, like,
I want
to
go back to those days.
To their sweetheart on the front lines.
I want somebody to write me a letter.
And, like, carrier pigeons. Never forget the carrier pigeons.
No.
And nowadays, like, we can't even get a text back. Like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah. I think someday. I think they need to bring carrier pigeons and letters back. I feel like that'd be kind of a cool thing. You know, like, people send, like, flowers and things like that. Like,
well, you can still send a letter. Like, I think that's really cute.
True. I was looking for things to send my friend in London who hosted me for dinner and did, like, all that cute stuff that I talked about on the podcast last week.
Yeah, you should send a letter.
So I wanted to send her something, but I was, like, looking at things to send, and I was like, I can send her, like, these customized cookies, or I can send her, like, a bouquet of flowers, but I'm like, it's so boring.
Send her a carrier pigeon.
Yeah, I want to send her a carrier pigeon.
Across the pond.
I don't want to send her one from New York to London.
Wait, that's so funny. Well, in Sex and the City, I believe it's a pigeon, or maybe it was a different kind of bird. Definitely, maybe it wasn't. Okay, Sex and the City watchers, you know what I'm talking about, when Big gives Carrie a purse, and she, like, low-key kind of hates it, which is very strange, because it's very Carrie, if you think about it. It's like a bedazzled bird. Maybe it's a dove. Anyway, I digress. You should get her, like, a fun pigeon thing, either, like, a purse or a vase, and say, like, in place of a carrier pigeon.
Aw, that's cute. I kind of like that.
No, as I was saying it, I realized it's actually not as cute as I thought.
She's, like, very chic, though, so I need to come up with something, like, chic. Like, she was literally serving me on, like, Hermes plates. And
I was going to say, you should send her, like, a pan that she cooks the cake in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's actually kind of a good idea. Because she cooks that, like, family cake that she, her family's tradition is they put the face of whoever they're serving the cake to on the cake.
Oh, my God.
So that's when she, like, printed out the...
Oh, so that's... Oh, so it wasn't just for you. She does that for
it's
other people.
It's a tradition.
It's a tradition for
I
her family.
Love it. No, I'm...
They cook this, like, lemon...
I love a tradition.
It was a lemon pound cake type situation.
Yeah, so you should get her a pound cake tray.
Yeah, that's kind of a good
or
idea.
Or, like, a cake stand.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Colby is the best gift giver.
You Thank really you. Are.
She always that's knows what people need.
That's a good idea. I wonder who I'll get one from. Hermes.
Yeah. Mackenzie Childs is a cute one.
Mackenzie Childs.
That's a good idea. Mackenzie Childs is chic.
When in doubt, Mackenzie Childs, like my Christmas present from you.
Yeah.
I got my mom a
They're up there?
Bowl from there for Mother's Day.
Do you
Day.
See your cups?
Yeah, they look there? Good.
Well, I got a new cup stand that I'm going to hang on the wall. I showed Colby.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I can't wait
it's
to see.
It's very exciting.
I've become very hyper-fixated on cups right now.
Oh, what kind? Just like Norton Ice glasses?
But you'll need stemware for that.
Well, I have a lot of stemware, as you know. I have this fun idea of something I saw on Pinterest that I'm recreating that are like these racks that hold glasses like upside down. And because I have so many fantastic glasses that I've gotten as gifts over the years and such, like I have so many and they're just like hiding in the cabinet. And I'm not making cocktails every night. So like it's nice to have them like displayed in some way. And when the sun comes in, they'll like hit the glass in like a fantastic way.
Wait, so next week when we go do our shake our shit situation, can we have like a cocktail hour here maybe?
Abso-frickin-lutely.
Okay, like that seems like kind of interesting.
Yeah, so like I won't have Barstool, so I can't do the housewarming still, but...
We can have like a mini cocktail hour though.
No, we can stand.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's standing hour.
Wait, I love it. Okay, cool.
I love it. Well, we'll give the people an update.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, help them crashing out advice segment.
Yeah,
girl.
Stop crashing out. Just don't worry about him.
Yeah. If you, the thing is, with guys and girls, with dating, if you're confused, like, that's your answer. Like, you should
not be.
That's
all you need to know.
Like, if you're confused, you should not be confused with the right person.
Correct.
You will know what's going on with the right person. You will.
True words never been spoken to you,
Blotty. In my opinion, at least.
Yeah, you have the experience.
Anyway, that's it.
I'm the one that's crashing out constantly. Just kidding.
Just go to Fire Island. All your problems will be solved.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yes.
And with that, it's been fun. Love ya. See ya.
Bye. I have to pee.
Same. So bad.
Oh my God. You can go first.